Turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. This is a brief portion of Scripture. Perhaps you'll just want to listen attentively to the words of the Apostle Peter. If you don't have a Bible, there's probably one in the seat in front of you, and you can turn to page 1201 for this Scripture. And feel free to make that your own if you don't already own a Bible. Hear the word of God, beginning at verse 11. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. And further down, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Let us continue to open our ears and our hearts to God's word as we hear the message.
Would you pray with me? Father, again, we acknowledge our dependence upon you. We acknowledge, Father, that we cannot do anything without you. And so, Father, we ask that you would take the words of my mouth, the meditations and the thoughts of our hearts, that you would make them acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. My goal this morning, men, is not to beat you up. It's not to complain about a series of if-onlys and then browbeat you into actually doing them. My goal is to point you to Jesus Christ. My goal is to point you to the true source of strength in your life. And my goal is to point you to God's Word, and to give you some practical help that will enable you to take care of your wives, but more importantly, that will encourage you to live out a gospel lifestyle in your families and in our world. I am convinced that as men go, so go their families. If a man will make Jesus Christ the center of his life, and I'm not talking about some mental assent to certain theological principles and beliefs, as important as those are, but if a man will really and truly live a life transformed by the living God, then we will not have the problems that we see in our families. We will not have emasculated men in our churches or in our homes or in our communities. Men, God takes your role with your wife very seriously. God has given Christian husbands a tremendous responsibility because he has entrusted you with power and authority over everyone in your household, beginning with your wife. And Peter addresses you directly, men, because you actually have authority over others. You actually hold power over others. And you are in positions in which others are expected, if they too are going to be obedient to God, to submit to you and to submit to your leadership. God takes the responsibility he has given you so seriously that he says he will not even listen to your prayers. As a matter of fact, God says that he will work against you. He will hinder you if you neglect to treat your wives in ways that considers them, respects them, and protects them. Christian husbands and Christian men in general, I will say this as plainly as I can. The quality and the closeness and the effectiveness in your relationship with God comes as a direct result of the way that you treat your wives specifically and all women in general. In this single verse, Peter outlines four ways that Christian husbands can live a gospel lifestyle before their wives and others by considering your wives, respecting your wives, protecting your wives, and worshiping with your wives. So men, I'm begging you, to take God's word seriously, and inviting you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. As we understand what God expects of us as Christian husbands and Christian men, and how we can live a gospel lifestyle before others. This is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Peter begins by saying this: "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives." Now, to live with your wife in a considerate way, or more accurately, in a knowledgeable way, means that you need to know who your wife is. You need to take the time to truly listen to your wife's needs. You need to spend time hearing what her desires in life are, what her goals in life are, and where her struggles are. And if she struggles to tell you about these things, gentlemen, you need to take the time to gently pull that out of her. When you consider your wife, you're getting to know your wife. You're learning about who she is. And I know that some of you are sitting here and saying, "Light, I've been married for 20, 30, 40 years. I know my wife." Great. I'm glad you know her. Ask her anyway. Another way that you're considerate or knowledgeable as you live with your wife comes as you turn to God's word and you learn what God's word has to say about how you are to live with your wives and what your marriage is supposed to look like and where your help for doing it comes from. God expects men to not only learn about their wives, but to learn about him. And as you get to know your wives, gentlemen, get to know your God. And the way that you do that, again, is by spending time with him, spending time in his word, spending time with him in prayer. And to being considerate of our wives, Peter adds this. He says, "Entreat them with respect." Now, this is not only being kind towards your wife or saying nice things about her, either in public or in private, although those are very important things to do. But the idea that Peter is trying to get at is that you are not only respecting your wife, but you are actually treating your wife with special honor and with a higher honor. Because it's easy to treat someone with respect, but not to give them any honor at all, or any special significance. And men, your wives are not merely someone. They are your wife. Gentlemen, your wife is the complement that God has given to you, the helpmate that God has given you to make your life easier and more enjoyable. And frankly, the vast majority of the misery you might be experiencing in your marriages, men, may be there because you are not giving special honor to your wives. You are not giving respect to your wives. How can you treat your wives with respect? Well, gentlemen, think about how you speak of your wives and the things that you say about them to others. Now, guys, I've spent plenty of time in locker rooms. I have, at times, even sat at bars watching the sports game. And I know what it's like to chat about marriage. I know how quickly conversation on marriage and wives turns to griping and a game of one-upping each other. And I know that if you begin to speak in an honoring way or a respectful way towards your wife, you run a very high risk of being labeled whipped in some way or another. And the expectation from many is to trash your wife and to trash your marriage. The expectation is to degrade your marriage and not to support it. And men, you know as well as I do that you almost expect this from your non-Christian friends, but it happens all too easily among your Christian brothers. Respect your wife by speaking of her and your marriage in an honoring way, both in private and in public. Another way you can respect your wives, gentlemen, is to give her a break. Wash or fold the laundry. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Wash or put away the dishes. Take the trash out without being asked. Take her on a date. Just cuddle. The point is as much as in your speech, honor your wives, in your actions, honor your wives. Now, another way that we can respect our wives, and the third way that Peter says that we live out a gospel lifestyle before others, is by protecting our wives. Again, Peter says this, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner. Now, ladies, what Peter is saying here in calling you the weaker partner is that all things being equal, your husbands are stronger physically than you are. That's the only thing he's trying to say here. The better word to translate there than partner is actually vessel, because men are called vessels as well. And a vessel, every time that word gets used in the scripture, when it is speaking of people, is speaking of the physical person. Other translations you will see, that's exactly the word that's used there, as the weaker vessel. That's all Peter's trying to say, is that you are weaker in terms of your physical strength, all things being equal, than your husbands are. But men, pointing out that a woman is physically weaker, Peter is actually calling you to task. And he's calling you to account, he's calling me to account, to not use my physical advantage over my wife, but rather to use my physical advantage, my physical strength, as a shield for my wife, not as a weapon of fear. And to use any of the physical advantages that I would have as a way to uphold her and to uplift her, not to get my own way. Now, a further way to respect your wife, and the final way that that Christian husbands can live out a gospel lifestyle in front of their wives and others, is by worshiping with your wife. Peter ends this single verse that he writes to men by saying this, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life. Men, this is pretty straightforward. If your wife is a Christian, then you are living a gospel lifestyle by acknowledging that you both share in the same eternal gift, salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And ladies, as we said to you last week, one of the ways that you submit to your husband is by loving them, because you are loving them as a fellow believer. Gentlemen, one of the ways that you respect, that you uphold, that you protect, that you consider your wives is by loving them, because they are a fellow believer. Gentlemen, if you happen to be in a situation in which your wife is not a believer, one of the ways that you are able to worship with her is by living out this gospel lifestyle example before her. Remember, folks, the goal is to see people come to Christ. That's the goal. Everything that Peter is talking about here is to draw people to Christ so that they themselves might make a decision to follow Christ. Why does Peter say that Christian husbands need to live out a gospel lifestyle towards their wives? Well, it's very simple. He ends this verse by saying this, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Now, the word nothing used here is not some nebulous other thing out there. It's also not pointing at all to another human being. Within the context of the grammar, when Peter is saying so that nothing will hinder your prayer, he is speaking of God himself. And men, God is saying that failure to consider your wives, to know them deeply, failure to respect your wives, to honor them especially in word and deed, failure to protect your wives, to be a shield for them, and failure to worship with your wives, to point them to Christ, will result in one thing. God himself will hinder, he will impede, he will disrupt, he will get in the way of your prayers. God does not bless those who are in positions of authority and abuse those who are under them by mistreating them. Read the prophets. It's what they're constantly calling the people back to. Seek justice, seek mercy, walk humbly before me. Do those things, you will be blessed. Husbands, it is serious business to be given authority and power over others. Therefore, let us together commit ourselves through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit to be considerate, to be respectful, to be protective, and worshipful towards our wives. And in so doing, draw them into deeper relationship with us and with our God. Let's pray. Father, I have to say I find it curious that as you speak to the situation in the home, as you spoke through Peter, you give 6 verses to ladies, you give 1 verse to men. And yet what you say to men in this one verse is very, very powerful. And Father, you hold us to a very high standard as men and as husbands. And I pray, Father God, that my brothers here this morning would hear that this is a standard that, yes, is difficult to achieve, but one that we can achieve as we put ourselves in dependence upon you and as we learn to walk with our brothers together. Father, I pray that you would give each man here the strength, the courage to take up this challenge, to love their wives in ways that consider them, to love their wives in ways that respect them, that protect them, and that are worshipful to them. Help us with this task, Father. We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.